Hello and welcome to Booktopia on. I'm Bronwyn.
I'm John.
I'm Sarah.
Today we're talking about having a fictional dinner party. So it's exactly what it sounds like. If you could have any character from any book come and have a dinner party with you, who would it be and why?
It's like, there's so many things to think of.
First, I want to get some, like in our fictional world, we're really rich, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so you can have a feast,
like a 15 people at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're pulling fictional people into the real world. We can manage in some.
We're not going to squeeze into tiny little apartments and everyone grab a cushion and sit on the floor.
Sky's the limit. My dinner party will be at the Taj Mahal, for example.
Mine, Grand Castle in Scotland somewhere.
That's it. A bit chilly. Summer.
Yeah, summer. Lots of fireplaces.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, I guess I could start us off. I would like to have, and I feel like since I said this, you'll jump on board, is Elizabeth Bennet. Do you reckon you'd like to have a dinner with Elizabeth Bennet? I feel like she'd just be very interesting to talk to.
I feel like she'd have
a lot of sassy things to say.
Yeah, I think that if you're having Elizabeth Bennet at your event, you have to be careful about who you balance around her, because she's just going to talk the whole time.
No, but I feel like that's why you bring her, because you put her next to someone who's really controversial and she'll rip them a new hole. You're like, I'll sit back and relax and get my wine.
Why have you got Mark Latham and Elizabeth Bennet at the same party? The reason is
fireworks.
Set up the recorder and go.
I was thinking that the person you'd want to invite, who's the vicar in Pride and Prejudice?
Mr. Collins.
Mr. Collins.
Why?
Just so you can watch it.
With his little carefully constructed compliments.
Okay, he can actually come to your dinner party, John. I don't want him at mine.
But if you have all these excellent people, won't they sort of cancel each other out? You've got to have a bit of a couple of dodgies.
This is true. I actually like Mr. Collins' suggestion. That would be very interesting.
Okay, so Elizabeth Bennet already hates you because you invited her to this dinner party and sat her next to Mr. Collins.
And he's just talking about excellent boiled potatoes. Yeah. And you're like, stop now, Mr. Collins. I think that would be really funny, though. Any of the other Bennets? I don't think I could stand the rest of them. They're either annoying or...
Or too perfect.
Well, no, and
I reckon Bingley would be a good guest because he'd rub along well with everyone. Be like, and
he would
like
just make good conversation.
Yeah.
No, he would not.
He'd be so affable. Everyone around him would have a nice
boring is affable. No, you got
to. Yeah, but it's like you said, you can't people this dinner party entirely with like amazing conversationalists.
Why not? Then, you don't know what will happen. Maybe the universe will implode, but maybe it won't.
I think they'll all eat each other.
Exactly. Okay, the feast is them, not
the
food.
If we have Elizabeth Bennet, can we have Becky Sharp as the counterpart?
I'd love to see those two.
Oh, who's Becky
I'd
Sharp?
She's
see
Vanity
them.
Fair.
That okay. would be really interesting.
Why? What
I don't
is
think,
she like?
I don't think Elizabeth Bennet would like her.
No, not at all. No.
They
She'd
would not
see
get
right
along
through
very
it straight
well.
Away. Yeah. 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 But it would be fireworks.
It would be so passive aggressive. I would love it.
Yeah.
So just to go on a completely different track, is I would love to have Fred and George Weasley. Because I feel like they would just cause mayhem and tell jokes the whole time, and they'd keep everyone really entertained.
Actually, they'd be great.
They'd be like the jesters of the court, and they would just keep things entertaining.
Yeah,
yeah,
who
and potentially light a firework or something. I've got Captain Hook, but that's just because I really want to talk to him about why he hates this child so much.
Okay, so you'd invite him to your dinner party and maybe like just step outside with him for a little while.
No. I'd be like, come sit next to me, and let's just chat. Let's just chat about how one got to Neverland in the first place, because you are not a child. And to what's up with wanting to kill this child?
But also, he could carve the turkey.
I feel like I've seen that in a movie or something.
That's his job. For sure.
He's the
imagine if he got on really well with Lizzie Bennet. Like, I'm already matchmaking.
He's quite suave as well. I think he could charm you. As if he's not trying to kill you, he's trying to charm you. So he might be just good to... Or maybe he'll run out Mr. Collins for us if he gets too annoying. He'll just bring up that hook and he'll chase him right out there.
Who else have you got on the list?
I also had, and John won't know this one, but Kaz from Six of Crows.
That's a good choice. Although, you can't have him and Captain Hook at the same party. No one will survive.
Kaz and Captain Hook?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kaz is a criminal, basically. And I just think he's a really fascinating character. He can't stand the idea of touching physical contact. And it's got a very dark past. And he's very, very clever and very manipulative. And I think he would just be very interesting. Maybe we could.
Do you want to still have any valuables left in your establishment at the end of this?
I'll just lock them all away.
It's just a Scottish castle. It's just
empty.
There's tapestries and rock.
Just asking for a heist now.
How many criminals have I asked? Two criminals so far on my list. Pretty much. What about you, Sarah?
Is that your whole?
That's my start. Just you go.
She didn't realize at the beginning that she had a castle to fill.
No, I didn't.
More apartment.
I was thinking more intimate dinner party. But
so, what did I drop down in the 5 minutes before this podcast when I realized Sarah's we were going to do?
Very prepared.
She's such a researcher.
I always have the best intentions to be really prepared and deeply think about this, and then it always boils down to, are you ready for the podcast, Sarah? What podcast? Definitely you have to have Jay Gatsby at your dinner party.
Oh!
Right? You have to.
Would he bring the wine?
Would he say anything?
Would he?
I reckon the party would go off if he was there, even if he weren't taking center stage. And I reckon he'd tell some stories.
Yeah?
Yeah, lies, but, you know, they'd be entertaining lies. And I reckon he'd, you know, do that special thing, that slightly psychopathic thing where he just puts everyone around him into this spell of thinking he's amazing. It's always nice to have one of those at your social gatherings. Yeah. Right?
I would love to see
everyone
him.
Can leave going, oh, he spoke to me.
No, him next to Mr. Collins. And let's see what happens there.
I think you'd find Mr. Collins would leave.
Or James.
No,
just
I reckon Gatsby would leave.
Just turn sideways on him.
I reckon Jabe Gatsby would find a way to facilitate him leaving the party.
Okay.
And everyone would be happy at the end of it.
Then he'd hone in on Lizzie Bennet.
I don't think that would be a good pairing.
That's my point. It would be a disaster.
Who else? I thought that it would be amazing to have Miss Havisham at your dinner party.
Remind me.
From Great Expectations.
Oh, okay.
The woman in the wedding dress.
She was jilted and she remained in her wedding dress for her whole life.
So we'd have a woman in a wedding dress at the table?
Yes.
Yeah,
it'd be
glamour.
She would be an amazing guest. My eccentric friend, Miss Havisham. It would be so great.
So would she just sit there talking about the good old days or the bad old days or something? Or
she would. Bronnie, you're going to read Great Expectations.
Yeah. Okay. But for those of us who haven't, explain why she's such a great character.
Miss Havisham is a creature fueled by revenge. So, and she also would never leave her house. So if I were to get her at my dinner party because she's never left her house, it would be a real get. It would be the social get of the season. Miss Havisham left her house for the first time in however many decades.
Your invitation to attend would say,
my party.
Yeah, dinner at Sarah McDougall's house, special guest Miss Havisham. And that would be the draw.
That would be amazing. She might smell a bit though. But
that's okay. So would Captain
I also thought I would love to have Hercule Poirot at my dinner party.
Oh, okay. So if Kaz does steal something or do something, you know, naughty, we can get him to solve it, yes?
He will, when someone inevitably gets murdered.
Maybe we could just play that game, what is that game where someone's fake murdered and then the rest of the guests have to figure it out? Isn't there a dinner party where you can
Cluedo?
Do that? Kind of, but I think there's a dinner party out there where you can do...
How to Host a Murder?
Yes.
Something like that. And he could just...
No, I have utmost faith that if I invite Hercule Poirot to my dinner party, someone will die.
Well, Captain Hook is there. So he's
at yours.
No, we could have a combined one, though.
Have you seen the movie Murder by Death?
No.
Murder by Death, it's a whole range of this eccentric madman invites all the best fictional criminal detectives to a dinner.
That sounds great.
This sounds like my dream.
This is Murder by Death. Look it up.
Is it a movie?
It's a movie, yeah. It's a movie.
So, when was it made?
Oh, David Niven's in it. Peter Sellers in it. Columbo's in it.
Okay, I'm dating it by who's in it.
Yeah, they're all
there. So like 60s or 70s?
Yeah. It's someone else. Truman Capote, I think. Is he? I can't remember. Anyway, so
Have Holly Golightly at the party. She'd be fun.
Yeah, she'd be fine. Yeah. So keep going.
Okay, so I just added Holly Golightly. She's attending. I thought that it would be quite nice just for, you know, when you have a dinner party and it's always good to have your one friend there who's just really on the ball and is like, oh, we're out of hors d'oeuvres. Like, So I'm going to invite Flora Post from Cold Comfort Farm to my dinner party because I feel like she'd be on that. She would not let...
So it's your party, but she'll take over so that you can just sit there and have a few wines.
She'll just be my reliable friend who'll make sure that, hostess.
Yeah.
But I can take all the glory of
that's very smart.
Yeah, that's how I live my life.
For anyone who hasn't read Cold Comfort Farm, get the damn book and read it.
Okay, so that's me. That's directly.
Such a good one. It's a really
It has
good
notes.
One.
It has little stars next to good bits so that reviewers can use it. You know, it's brilliant. Like, it's such a brilliant book.
It is. And so it's funny. It's satirical. And
she writes passages. And if you've read D.H. Lawrence and you've read John Cooper Powers and you've read all these big English writers, she mimics them. Like, she was just starting to write a passage that is in the style of some other author.
I've always sort of thought that it's like the... So would have she been writing in, like, the 30s?
I think so.
Yeah. So it's like the 1930s, I'm guessing, answer to, like, those movies, like, that they make, like, date movie or scary movie. Yeah. it's like, here, we're going to present you with a funny, entertaining story, but we're also going to riff off everything that you've seen in the last, like, decade.
I love those. Yeah.
So, anyway, she's definitely coming to my party.
Do you know who we'd need? We need someone who could, you know, you plonk them down on the piano after dinner and they can just play all night.
The real entertainer. What about, this is not what you're going for, but the first thing that came into my mind was the Phantom of the Opera.
We could invite him. Bit dramatic. We are in Scotland in my house, so we could probably get away with it.
That's my entertainment for the evening.
The Phantom from Phantom of the Opera. Interesting choice. And then when he's done, he'll just go hide in the attic or something.
Oh no, I want him to come join us. It'll be very incongruous. He can sit next to Flora Post. I enjoy that idea so much. Now, probably for the same instinct that led you to want Kaz at your dinner party, I thought just for some mischief and mayhem and potential murder that then Hercule Poirot can solve, I would like Iago from Othello.
Oh, that's dark.
Because I just feel like shit will go down.
And he is so manipulative. He would get there and be like, okay, who can I mess with?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you want a bit of that, I think. You don't want...
So he's... Okay.
What would be worse than an uneventful dinner party?
Ply him with enough alcohol and God knows what would happen.
I really...
There's always alcohol at your dinner parties, right?
Well, it's a social occasion.
Yeah.
Of course.
John, he's coming to yours.
Yeah, John Newman.
Well, my first guest has to be Lord Henry from Picture of Dorian Gray, because if you've ever read it, he has all the best lines nonstop. It's like sneaking in Oscar Wilde into your dinner party, because he's a real person and you have to have fiction. And this guy is pretty much the fictional version of Oscar Wilde at his wittiest and most damning. And he just flies with these wonderful... And he's the one that corrupts Dorian Gray. He's the one that corrupts everything. He's the great corrupter in that book.
I can just imagine it. He'll be delivering all these cutting lines.
Yeah.
All the women will fall in love with him because he's so mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course.
The other one is Frankenstein, the actual monster, not the doctor.
Oh,
the monster.
Right. Yeah. He deserves a nice dinner party,
yeah, I think,
right?
He does.
Was he eat?
Well, he can move much food around his plate if he wants to.
Would you like my peas?
Yeah. He's got a good heart, and he's mistreated. I think he deserves a bit of love, and he certainly has a lot to say, because he comes across humanity expecting them to be much better than they are, and so he's much better than we are.
Yeah.
And so I think he's a wonderful wonderful. Opposite to Lord Henry, who thinks we're the worst and tries to make us all the worst. So I think that I was going to have Becky Sharp, so Becky Sharp just gets chucked in there, because it's pretty much a mischief one. I like that Felix Krull from Confessions of Felix Krull by Thomas Mann. It is one of the most talky books you're ever going to read. It's hard to find, which is really annoying.
I've never read that book.
And it stops. Like, you think this could go on for... like volumes, and then it just stops, like mid-sentence. It's the worst thing in the world. I think he died. But it is, to my mind, it's very funny, even though Richard Flanagan said that no German's ever written a funny book, to my face. And I disagree. I think this is a very funny book, and it is so talkative, it is so lively, it is so much fun. And he never tells the truth. Like, he's the confidence man, he's a liar. So he's a perfect addition to my liar's table of people.
What's that certificate, Jeff, while I write it down?
Felix Krull, Confessions of a Confidence Man.
Okay.
Yeah, Thomas Mann. So much fun, so lively.
We're all inviting, like, con artists and criminals to our...
I think you'd
like to have... want a boring dinner party.
The Crawfords. I'll invite the Crawfords as well.
Oh, gotcha. See, they would make... I think they Mansfield would be good Park. For the social kind of tenure of the evening.
Frankenstein would fall for her?
Yeah.
So hard.
Oh, and that wouldn't be good for him.
That would be terrible. We need someone
nicer. We need something nicer for Frankenstein's monster.
They're going to have someone really? Nice at my party.
Someone.
Damn.
Beautiful. Can we invite.
Maybe Jane Bennett.
How about this? Can we invite Ophelia?
Oh.
And, doesn't end well.
Yeah, but.
And Hamlet.
We'll rescue her. It doesn't really end well for Frankenstein's monster. He just goes off.
It's
right?
fine. He's yeah. still alive. He's wandering around right now.
Okay, so if like we just one? Retcon Ophelia that she staged her death.
Yeah.
And then they can just have a happy life.
Just don't talk about the future. Just don't talk about tomorrow with her. Okay, just talk about the present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just but she'd be much happier away, from, like in a different story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you seen that series, Penny Dreadful?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love the idea of it. I love taking all these characters and jamming them in.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is why I think
I have not seen that.
Oh, you've got to see that. You would love it.
It's got Frankenstein. It's got Dorian Gray.
Is this a show? Sorry?
Yeah, it's a series.
Where can I watch it? Is it
Netflix? I think.
Yes.
It's got, it takes all those gothic...
Dracula, what's his name, Van Helsing's in there?
Yep. The Wolfman, who yeah. I... Is that a book? Because that's
I think it's just like the concept. Idea.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, that is a great show.
There's vampires.
Anything that takes all fictional characters from different mash-ups. Walks of life yeah. and puts them together.
How about, just before we finish, we talk about... The authors, dead or alive.
Well, we've already got to have Oscar Wilde.
If you have a different dinner party, Oscar Wilde, John, yeah.
Oscar Wilde,
Dickens
Jane
as well. Dickens can be your full entertainment. He would be the most entertaining person you ever met.
Yep, he's coming.
Yeah, he would do the characters.
Can you imagine his impressions?
He'd probably do some piano thing if he didn't know how to do it. He'd just come to go. Dude, he does a jig. He likes a jig.
He likes a jig. He'll get everyone doing a jig.
You're going to have someone to dance on the table at some point.
So it'll be after
that. Otherwise, it'll be me. Yeah. So Jane Austen, obviously.
Of course.
Who else? I would like to have Shakespeare.
As long as he's had a bath.
Yeah, all of them have to bathe before they
enter your premises. Yeah.
It'll be part and parcel.
Can you imagine what Frankenstein's monster would smell like?
After a nice bath?
No, I don't think the rotting meat's going to have any effect. I think it's going to be smelly.
Yeah, interesting. I never really thought of that. They brought him back to life. I just figured everything sorted itself out.
Maybe it did.
I thought he was like followed by flies always because he stinks.
No. Oh, the poor guy. He's going to be so much happier with Ophelia.
More authors.
I would love to have, probably be no surprise to you guys, Sir Thomas Malory, because he is an expert.
Also, a first-class bullshit artist, so it'd be great.
I'd be like, come and tell me all the things you know and think you know about King Arthur. We'll have a great chat. I probably won't understand what half of what he's saying because it's sort of old Englishy. But we'll have some fun.
There are no language barriers.
There are no language barriers?
It's magical. Okay. Everyone, when walking through the door, becomes instantly bathed.
It's like the TARDIS has changed everyone's language.
Douglas Adams, which is a good idea anyway.
Yes.
We just put the fish in there.
Babel Fish.
Yes.
I really would love Douglas Adams to be there. I would also love P.G. Woodhouse to attend. Even though I feel in real life he wasn't as
funny,
lighthearted as his books were, I still feel that I would like him to be there.
And then, again, another one. Well, I'm going to surprise you. I would love J.M. Barrie there, who wrote Peter Pan, because I just want to pick his brain. He was so creative, and he seemed like, I just think he would be such a, he would be the sophisticated conversation. He'd be gentle and lovely and interesting, and so he would balance out the crazies.
It's not Jane for that. Jane Austen's in there.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like she'd be a bit crazy, don't you reckon?
Jane Austen?
Yeah.
No, she'd be delightful.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be one of those people who you meet and maybe they're not the most loud-spoken person in the room and maybe they don't get that much attention from people, but if you take the time to talk to her, you'd find a kindred spirit. That's my idea of Jane Austen.
I always thought she was like Lizzie Bennet.
Henry Miller would be another one I want to take. Henry Miller, they cursed Henry Miller by saying he was a talker with a typewriter, that he just talked into his typewriter. And he's one hell of a... He's famous for being a talker.
Well, should we have Hunter S. Thompson at the party?
And the rest of the party is vague now. We don't know what happened after that. Hunter S. Thompson
showed
came
up,
in
and then I don't remember much don't after remember. That. But I think I had fun.
If you want to get your award again for getting someone who never comes, get Salinger to come.
Oh, yeah.
If you got Salinger to come to the party, because he doesn't go anywhere. He's pretty much a recluse.
Yeah, so that's so the real life version of getting Miss Havisham to your body.
Thackeray would be another crowd pleaser as well. He'd know how to do. Tolstoy would be interesting.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So I would need my equivalent of Fred and George, which would be, even though I've met them, I still want them. I'd want Joe Christoph and Amy Kaufman because they would be the jokesters. And they would just...
Oh, yeah, we've been concentrating mostly on dead authors.
See, because we've met these people, right? So a lot of authors, but...
If we're opening up to live authors,
live and dead.
I would love to have those guys.
They would be my friend in charge. They would just joke the whole time.
And also J.K. Rowling, because who's going to tweet about it?
And again, we have met him, but I would love Neil Gaiman, because I would love to spend a little more time with him and pick his brain.
Yes, very cool.
He's incredible.
John, which live authors do you want to
attend? Yeah, come on, throw some live authors.
Oh, there's so many. We had
you've met amazing
Lee Child the other day, and he'd be good.
Actually, Lee Child would be
interesting,
I always want to invite Candace Fox because she's got the best stories.
Well, Fiona McIntosh is another great talker.
She'd be,
and I think she'd be great for a party. She'd be a great hostess with the most.
And Kate Morton, she was in here. She just had such a lovely way about her, and I think she'd have some great stories too.
This is going to turn into a love fest of all of the authors that we like.
And we just want more of.
I think it would be cool to invite Sarah Bailey because, like, when I had a great conversation with her at the AVS, and that was like...
She was great.
Yeah.
You know who we have to have? Trent Dalton.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh,
Trent Dalton.
Just always. He would be...
This is bad now. This is just like list every author you love.
It's more like a rave.
Forever.
We're having a massive party rather than a dinner party. This is a... We're moving across.
Oh, can we have a rave? That would be great.
If we had a rave, it would be a lot of different people.
Can we open it up and just be like living dead authors and fictional characters at Bacchanalia type? Amazing. Like, don't you think that would be the best?
So we'd have a Gatsby-like party, right?
Yeah, all out.
With just authors, dead alive, and characters. Okay.
Yeah, like the fairy orgy in Peter Pan.
Yeah, well, maybe not quite like that, but sure. On that note.
Exactly like that.
Okay, just before we finish, if you're having a couple people over for takeaway pizza and a movie out of authors and characters, who would you have, living or dead?
Pizza, but movies.
No, so they could wear their Ugg boots over, it doesn't have to, they could, you know.
You're going to say Frankenstein monster again, aren't you? Oh.
So just a casual friend, like that kind of, who do you want as your best buddy? Like as that kind of.
So just one person?
One or two.
Okay.
Because it's just an intimate sort of.
It's really hard.
That is mean.
But who have you read? I mean, what book have you read that you've ended up going, oh, we've got to be besties?
Like every Jane Austen book. I just feel like you feel like you know her, or at least you know her sense of humour. And
So Jane would come over. Jane, I don't think Jane would complain about everything being, low key.
No, she'd love it.
No, she'd be laid back, I reckon. And. I mean, she'd be kind of probably a little bit disconcerted by the TV.
The television.
And probably the concept of pizza might be new for her.
She'll straight away pick it up.
So I guess she would be on the list. I'd also like Jane Eyre to have a fictional Jane.
Yeah.
I'd like the fictional Jane, the real Jane.
Who's dead.
And let's say...
Is there another Jane? Candace.
No, I'm gonna. Who else did I have on my list that I didn't speak about? Oh, I'll have Tyrion Lannister at my.
I'm gonna hang out
with Tyrion Lannister.
I've just got some really, really weird images now of that little get together of yours.
It's gonna be great.
Speaking of fairy orgies, Tyrion Lannister's there.
Oh my god, it's gonna be such an amazing night.
I can't believe I did not think of Tyrion Lannister first. He is so great.
Tyrion and both my Janes.
Yes, sir.
What a party.
It'll be wild.
That's a scene that George R. R. Martin has never considered.
He has now as he hears this podcast. Come on, George R. R.
I wish I could actually have that, man. It would be great.
I'd have Dostoevsky because he's used to the slime and the grime. Nice. I think he'd be, and he also.
Not speaking very highly of your home.
I'm just a simple, basic, you know, knock together meal and
pizza, greasy pizza,
and John Wick too, you know,
and everyone in their pajamas.
The John Wick movie is so good.
The way to scare.
I think Dostoevsky would like it. He'd really get into John Wick.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I mean, look, I wouldn't just get Pizza Hut. I'd get from the local.
You get gourmet pizza.
Proper gourmet pizza.
Of course,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Show a bit of class with my Dostoevsky.
Yeah,
he would do for me. I think.
I think I'm probably gonna get dumplings at mine, just so you know what the menu is.
I want pizza for sure. I don't know. From my list, it's kind of hard.
You have Jane.
Yeah, but I think if I was going to pick from my list, I might pick Kaz from Six of Crows. Just, again, I think if you get him in a quiet setting, you get him comfortable, you give him some good food, he'd really open up, and he'd have some very interesting stories.
No, he would never open up. Yes, it would take you 10 years of knowing him for him to even consider
about. Because you know what? In Leigh Bardugo's world, there is no pizza. But in our world, there is. And with pizza,
so comes counting happiness. On the magical abilities of pizza,
I am.
Change characters.
I am. That is what I'm going to do.
I reckon if you are in a tight spot or if you have a bank to rob, call Kaz. If you want to hang out and eat pizza, he's not going to probably sit down or touch anything.
Oh, he won't touch anything because he's wearing his gloves. But
this has been way too much fun. I think if you're out there in the world and you're listening to this, I would raise it next time you're hanging out with a group of friends as to
good dinner party question.
As to who you should have at these dinner parties, because your brain starts to go rattling through all the books you've read and all the different wonderful characters you've fallen in love with. And then you feel like you're filling out a list, and your mum's only going to let you have 25 people to your party, but you're making all these other people upset
by
not inviting them. Mm. And this is what this is like. I mean, I feel like I'm going to go back to my home, look at my library shelves, and go, I'm so sorry to everyone here that didn't get invited to my party.
You can always have another party.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the feeling of when you're making a playlist and you're like, okay.
Which songs do
this playlist now has 45 songs on it, so I think it's over. But there's always another playlist, right?
Yeah. This is true. Well, thank you for joining us, everyone. We hope you have a great fictional dinner party, and we'll see you next Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.